Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Before the Senate was able to advance to the TPA bill, they first approved a package of other trade-related bills, which included an extension of the African Growth and Opportunity Act, Haiti preference provisions, and a customs reauthorization bill.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
As well as the Trade Adjustment Assistance Package, which is coupled with the TPA bill and is intended to provide assistance to displaced workers because of trade provisions. The Senate expects to continue consideration this week on the TPA bill and a number of amendments that have been filed.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Deal with tariff preference levels, which would extend preferential treatment to countries that we currently have free trade agreements with and are specific to textile provisions, therefore allowing textile products into the U.S. duty-free under those previous free trade agreements. So the industry, again, will be working this week with our Cotton Belt offices in the Senate to try to prevent either of those TPL amendments from being adopted. We do anticipate the Senate will conclude consideration on TPA this week, and then we expect the House to consider TPA sometime in June following next week's Memorial Day recess.